Power FM on WhatsApp. 0955-997-997. Power FM. We are Lusaka's number one.
91.
So follow me, go. Follow. In the car, to follow.
Bringing you top-notch radio, every day.
Power. Turn up your radio.
Turn up your radio.
Good music lives here. 91.3. We play nothing. But power hit.
Now you make me go low. Now your body makes me scream.
You know my head like a bandana. Bandana. I be your sweet Mr. Banana.
91.3 FM. Turn up your radio. Turn up your radio. Good music lives here.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
And social security. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced slot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart, secure your future.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. Power FM News.
The much anticipated protests against the controversial Bill 7 have been postponed. Great North Road users welcome a decongestion plan but call for fewer roadblocks. In international news, Vatican reaffirms monogamy amid African bishops' polygamy concerns. In sports, Sichone unpacks 55 bullets in AFCON provisional squad.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. The planned peaceful protest march against the controversial Bill 7 has been postponed following advice from the Zambia police. The announcement was made today by the Oasis Forum, a coalition that includes the Council of Churches in Zambia, the Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia, the Law Association of Zambia, the NGO CC, and the Zambia Conference of Catholic Bishops. According to the forum, all preparations for the march, which was scheduled for Friday, November 28, 2025, had already been completed. Speaking in a press statement, Beauty Katebe emphasized that the decision to postpone the much-anticipated was made in good faith to allow constructive engagement with the head of state on concerns surrounding Bill 7. Ms. Katebe explained that the forum chose to postpone the event in order to give room for dialogue. She adds that change follows a formal invitation from President Hakainde Hichilema for a meeting at State House set for this Friday afternoon, the same day the protest march had been planned. Ms. Kateve has therefore assured the nation that the forum remains committed to defending constitutionalism, promoting the rule of law, and ensuring good governance, and hopes that Friday's dialogue with the president will help address national concerns surrounding the bill. In another development, Care for Nature Zambia has called for the immediate closure of a copper mine in Mwenza District, stating that the continued pollution from the site is putting lives and the environment at risk. The organization adds that the mine has repeatedly contaminated local rivers, leading to the loss of fish, unsafe drinking water for people and livestock, and damage to grazing land. Care for Nature Zambia Executive Director Nsama Kearns said the latest incident shows that the mine has failed to control pollution despite previous occurrences. She has appealed to the Zambia Environmental Management Agency in Mansa, the Mines Bureau, and the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit to visit the area quickly and assess the extent of the damage so that the polluter can be held accountable. Ms. Kien stated that the polluter pays principle applied in the Sino Metals case should also be enforced in Mwense. She added that although government has pledged to balance mining with environmental protection, many rivers in the country remain vulnerable to pollution. She stated that the affected communities should be compensated and the damaged environment restored, including the restocking of lost biodiversity. In another development, Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialuwalo, has announced steady progress in the implementation of rural electrification projects funded through the Constituency Development Fund, but cautioned that high infrastructure costs continue to pose as a challenge. Delivering a ministerial statement in Parliament, Mr. Sialuwalo said the government is utilizing the 1 million kwacha allocation from each constituency to support electrification of public institutions deemed critical for social and economic development in rural and peri-urban areas. He explained that the Rural Electrification Authority was tasked with coordinating the program after the Ministers of Energy and Local Government agreed the REA would formalize partnerships with local authorities, custodians of the CDF, through a Memorandum of Understanding. Mr. Sialuwalo reported that 22 projects are currently under implementation, while 10 have been completed and technically commissioned. The completed works include 1 grid extension and 9 solar installations in Solwezi West, Rufunsa, Lumezi and Chifunaba Wuli constituencies.
22 projects are currently under implementation and 10 projects comprising 1 grid extension and 9 solar installations have been completed and technically commissioned. These completed projects are located in Solwezi West, Rufunsa, Lumezi and the Chirabombo parliamentary constituencies. Madam Speaker, the Constituency Development Fund presents a great opportunity for local development, but the implementation process is not devoid of challenges that impede smooth implementation. With regard to implementation of the Rural Electrification Program through CDF, the major challenge experienced is attributed to the fact that electrification in some constituencies demand much more than 1 million kwacha given the high cost of energy infrastructure projects.
Road users, including truck drivers, have hailed government's plan to decongest the Great North Road by opening part of the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway around 10 miles area. However, they warned that removing unnecessary roadblocks on the Said Road remains key to improving traffic flow. A visit by PowerFM News crew between 6 and 10 miles stretch revealed the extent of the congestion, with motorists taking up to 1 to 2 hours to cover a distance that previously took mere minutes. Several frustrated passengers were seen disembarking from public service buses at intervals, claiming to be quicker to reach 10 miles on foot than on a motor vehicle. Public passenger bus conductor Christopher Matimba has suggested that the contractor working on the road allow small vehicles to use alternative side roads to help ease congestion on the dual carriageway.
Traffic is a business. If you go for 6 miles, you could pick up for 10 miles, it might end almost 2 hours. then is a different than a time. Tinyamura bantu, then bantu wame tinyamura kupeza kwa kwipena nguva.